More Clarity for Texas, July 14, 2021, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. I offered some more clarity last night on the Monday night teleconference and spelled it out as clearly as I could. Eric Dinges threatened your first coordinator, Lil Roy, and forced her to step down. We didn't know that at the time, but that's what happened. He then recommended Kim for the coordinator slot and Kim was then put in place. Kim is a very able administrator and got things better organized, we were grateful for that. Time went on and things weren't ringing true about Eric and his activities. We conducted a two-month investigation into what he was actually doing and saying and found out that not only was he not following the directions we gave him and not doing the work we assigned, he was actually promoting his own separate and very dangerous agenda, an agenda that would have given the feds the excuse they need to crush us and accuse us of being insurrectionists. He was also meeting one-on-one with FBI agents in various locations, Oklahoma City, Denver, some known FBI safe houses. If he had been on the up and up with us, any meetings with the FBI wouldn't have been in secret and he would have brought along at least one of the other members of the PKTF or the Marshals Service as a witness, but he always went alone. We later received affirmation from sources within the FBI that he was considered an asset and that he had been working for them and selling them information about the Texas militias for years, and also working in plain clothes for the DEA. It took considerable delving, and being me, I didn't want to hurt anyone who was possibly innocent, but the red flags kept piling up. He recommended that we put all our important private information on a Canadian system, even though Canada is always the back door for MI6 to spy on us. Wouldn't they just love to have access and control of all our private communications? From my lips to the Queen's ears, though in fact I have no qualms about what I say to her or her government. A proposal that we expose ourselves in such a fashion didn't sit right. Next, upon examination of current activities, it was apparent that Eric had been in the middle of ousting coordinators and replacing them with his own candidates. In Utah, the coordinator was very feisty and unknown parties came onto her property in the middle of the night and installed a bunker full of guns to frame her, and us, apparently planning to pull a Ruby Ridge-style attack on her. We got wind of that and forced her to resign for her own safety and sent out our own agents to make sure that she was safe and that the focus had shifted from Utah. We found out that FBI agents had been involved and that state of Utah front-end loaders and thumb buckets had been used to dig the hole and install the gun bunker. Next it was the California coordinator, Wayne Hoomsley, who was targeted and accused of petty theft. It turns out that he probably was being irresponsible with the petty cash, but what was the motivation behind the investigation? Worry about $100 in donations collected at a barbecue? So Wayne stepped down and again, there was an attempt to put in specific new leaders. Next, the Colorado coordinator was targeted for removal, and at that point, I sent Eric a nasty note and told him to get back in his box and I ordered reinvestigation of the circumstance surrounding Lil Roy's resignation, and that's when it became all too clear that these attacks against our coordinators were purposeful. Just like the Brits substituted their territorial state-of-state organizations for our American organizations, our coordinators were being picked off and persons personally involved with and loyal to Eric Dinges were being substituted. He was building a network of either, A, other federal agents, or, B, flunkies loyal to him who would believe whatever he said and do what he told them to do. After we fired Eric, for cause, Kim was told why and it was observed to her that her association with him and the fact that she became coordinator via his recommendation cast a shadow over her position. She was specifically told this and told to distance herself from him. She chose to ignore that warning, continued her close association with Eric Dinges, and instead started talking trash about the Federation and about me, personally. Meantime, Lil Roy finally came forward and told us what happened in Texas and how he threatened her. About 2 weeks ago, Kim started holding meetings with members of the International Business Assembly, who she apparently figured would be self-important and power-hungry and eager to escape from any discipline imposed by the Federation. She proposed to get herself elected as the assembly chairperson and do an end run around Federation oversight. She described me, personally, as a security risk, me, the person singularly most responsible for preserving the states and calling them into session in the first place. We have the transcript. Lucky for us all, the assembly chairperson is not a CEO and doesn't have the unilateral executive power that Kim was seeking. Lucky too, that various other Texans had good common sense and recognized the fact that she was not riding for the brand. So we removed her. I would advise the people of Texas to look around and choose a man or woman with a good head for business and someone with enough street smarts and experience to know when they are being played by agency shills, then come forward with a recommendation for a new coordinator. Texas is a large, rich, powerful state and will be targeted. There will be attempts to commandeer, people will be offered bribes, people will be threatened. This is par for the course for the corrupt government corporations. Most of all, keep your eyes open, heads up, and be aware of it when you are being tempted and misled and manipulated by flattery or threats, either one. Remember that these people will use your virtues against you as quickly as they will use your vices. For example, they will appeal to your sense of justice and present Eric Dingus as a loyal Texan who has been unjustly accused and mistreated. That is, they will try to use your virtues, your sense of justice and fair play and fellow feeling for another Texan, to get you to protect a snake in your bosom. Don't do it. He has been thoroughly investigated and he is what he is. You have to be on your toes to overcome the Liars Club, but if you keep your Shinola sensors on high and look around the corner, some horse sense and knowledge of cow patties will keep you all safe and Texas well served. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the Republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.